Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, if you have a business that might be on the shady side, maybe you pop a little solo stove into your office.
Well, when I was on my way into work today, I saw some people behind the Russian embassy in their big fur hats, and they had a solo stove, and they appeared to just be warming their hands.
If you don't go in a specific order, well, that's not you.
No.
Crotch is first.
Always
crotch
the balls.
Means I don't have an answer for it. Random, if you don't go in a specific order, you do different things at different times, you're an adventurous person. That's crap.
I see, Mike, I Googled it, what it means if you go for your crotch.
What's that, Rob?
It means you're a hopeless dick.
Poetry people kill on Jeopardy, by the way.
That's true.
If you're a poetry person, you're usually your depth of knowledge is usually quite significant.
They know they're Longfellow.
Yeah.
Hey. anyway.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Mike.
What?
Showtime.
I'm not sure if or when my wife told me that she was getting up at 5:15 this morning.
Did that affect you?
What?
Did that affect you? Your schedule?
I don't. I'm not a morning man anymore. And I don't say that like I'm not. I don't get up early in the morning. I get up early in the morning every day. But I'm not a 4:30 to 5:30 person.
Right.
You're the music man.
What's that?
Not the morning man. No, you're more of a music man.
He's the Batman.
Oh, yeah, you're the Batman.
Oh, and thanks for that TikTok.
Right.
I'm the flat-out exhausted man.
Oh, no.
Tired man.
So one of the things I do is I prepare a news segment. And when you wake up out of a deep sleep and you're staring at copy on a computer.
Right.
And you have no idea where it came from.
That's a
scary little feeling.
Yeah, and that was this morning.
That was this morning.
Do you ever read
that
something?
That was an hour ago.
Do you ever say? Do you ever say to yourself, "Did I read this yet?" Because I've done that. Yeah.
Well, that happens every day. I print things three times. but anyway, I mean, to her, you know, God love her, dermglowskin.com.
Yes.
She's got her.
You've never looked better, Mike.
She's got her nurse's outfit on, you know, with HydraFacial on it, and she's out the door.
Does she wear a hat?
No, it's an esthetician.
She's out the door to prep her prep her area for an 8:30 that she has this morning, and my pride bubbles over. You know, I mean, it's wonderful, but I was unprepared, and so she goes to bed earlier than I do, and then I just linger watching YouTube videos last night, and my YouTube video habits are so narrow that I put myself to sleep with it. You can only look at so many boat fails before you drift off to sleep.
Are you looking at YouTube on your phone, on your laptop, or are you throwing
it
to your TV? No, I'm
looking at it on my giant screen.
Yeah, it makes it better, doesn't it?
Which makes it a lot more fun. And you can find 4K there, too.
Sure.
Oscar, how about that?
Oh, 4K. My God. There's nothing like a boat almost capsizing with bikini tops and bikini bottoms.
Absolutely.
4K.
Is it better
turn
than
him
the
up
one
for me, please?
Yes,
turn
me
for
up.
Me.
Is that better than the one chocolate documentary that they keep running on the 4K channel?
Did you turn him up while you were talking?
I'm doing it right now. But,
okay.
But I'm wondering that
I can talk and he can turn me up.
Yeah.
There
Hi.
You go.
Yeah, there
Hi.
We go.
How are you?
Hello.
Anyway, it's just it's been a very weird week. And then my son was deprived of his proper amount. Last night.
What's
so
a good amount?
A mess.
Like what? Can, like what will
for
wreck
him?
You? Well, no. What will wreck you for him? For both of you guys. What will make you
wreck
and wreck
me?
You?
Less than 5 hours. Will
okay.
Wreck me.
Mm-hmm. You're still in prime fighting shape. That's
yeah.
You for
look
most
good.
Humans.
Yeah.
I probably am right at the 5 hour mark.
Yeah.
Today.
That's
but,
when
but
you
I,
feel
but,
drunk during the day.
It and I will tell you a 7 hour. Oh, there's nothing like a 7 hour.
It's nice, isn't it?
I don't
it?
Know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, welcome
great.
To the Mike O'Mara Show from Schaeferstown, Pennsylvania, Window Rock, Arizona, Grass Valley, California, Traversity.
Yes.
Is it really?
He made a big deal in the email,
yeah,
so
maybe
if there's
he's
a pronouncer.
To get you.
Well, if he is,
I always think
bless
I've
his
heard
heart.
Trevor say, "Well, bless his heart if somebody's
taking advantage of you."
But why would
you like a toilet?
No, why would he go to the trouble to saying the locals say
right.
Traversity?
Traversity, Michigan, Newtown, North Dakota. It's one guy, Rob. That's why we live in a world of dishonesty and people playing each other. That's
I like to think to this guy
Some
was
guy
a
had
good
me donate
guy.
To the Human Fund.
Yes, I suppose.
Vic Iceland.
Hi.
That was my radio name when I worked at WDRC in Hartford.
Hey, man.
Hey. Good evening, 7:15. That's David Essex. Rock on the Vic Iceland get-together. This is what we did not get to this tape. We've got a great talking head coming up, but we did not get to these tapes. One of my favorite television personalities and certainly the best pregame show on the air is the NBA on TNT. Mm. And it is so because of Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley, who are national treasures. I would like to see them branch out into other sports, not necessarily into pop culture where you give them a TV show. No,
right.
No. But branch them out into have a couple of announcers. You knew that you need that fabulous announcer that's on TNT that anchors the basketball desk. And I wish I had his name.
Yeah.
But you need that because they just have to have the freedom to poke in wherever they want. Now, what is the Shaq tape you bring us to?
This was sent to us by a Podville employee or a Podville client named Ann Pasmanic, who has a wonderful podcast called Power Station. She sent this to me. She found it on Twitter. This is from March 4th of this year, but it references the second tape we're going
Ernie
to play.
Ernie Johnson Jr.
Ernie Johnson Jr. is, how do I describe him? He's so perfect. He's so real. And he so enjoys the company of his fellow broadcasters. Not to take anything away from the great James Brown.
Right.
And the guy on Fox that replaced James Brown. But I will tell you that it's just a great show. But I love Shaq and I love Charles Barkley.
So they were doing some patter about gas prices. And Shaq has a theory about keeping his tank full and saving money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mind-blowingly twisted, and I think you're going to enjoy it.
Okay.
Here's Shaq on gas prices.
I told him I didn't want to get a certain vehicle because of the amount of gas I would have to spend. Yeah. It costs like $80
to fill it up.
And he said, then you said,
when it gets to half, then you put $20, you bring it back to full.
But if I keep doing, I would have to stop more often and still spend $80.
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
You're complaining about when it gets to zero, you spend $80, right? When it gets to half, you put 20. Then when it get back to half, you put 20.
Yeah, but I'll keep stopping, putting 20 in, and it'll be cool. 80,
Kenny,
the same amount of gas.
Kenny, I'm driving the same
amount of gas.
The average human stops once a week for gas, right?
Human.
With you only work here twice. You would probably have to stop maybe once every 2 weeks. Don't even try it.
This is bordering
Nobody
on.
Nobody travel more than me.
This is bordering on what's closer, the West Coast or the moon.
So if
this
wait.
Is bordering this, on that.
You're telling me that.
I wouldn't have to, if I didn't let my gas get down, I wouldn't have to fill it up as much?
No, I'm saying you're complaining about the $80. That's what the conversation
right.
about. You
But four times 20 is right. Because I'm going to stop four times.
He is right. In his own way, he's right.
No, you're not going to stop four times. Not in 1 week, you're not.
Anyway,
Kenny,
the West Coast is closer than the moon.
If you let it get to zero, right, Monday through Friday, right, then you got to pay $80 to fill it back up.
Right.
Okay, but if you let it get to half by Wednesday, then you pay $20 back
at the
floor.
No, it won't get to half by – right, by Wednesday it's going to be $40, and then on Friday it'll be $40.
Stop
40,
it right
20.
There.
It's going to be $20.
Yes. You're listening to what I consider really one of the reasons I like to have a microphone in front of me. That, to me, is pure – gold.
They're both right in their own way.
Yep.
But since Shaq started with like, hey, the pain is 80, psychologically.
You're doing it 20 at a time.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what we all are. And I think, right?
Yes. Yes.
As human beings, aren't we really, isn't that what we are? We just are little beings floating around the world.
My mom has the same, she lives by the half a tank, fill it up.
Yeah.
Half a tank, fill it up.
Big Daddy always used to say it doesn't cost any more to keep your tank full. But
exactly.
So anyway, let's finish this out because then it
okay,
sets
go
up
ahead.
A second
I love it. I absolutely love it.
It's going to be 20.
Not half. Half of 80 is 40.
But no, listen to what I'm saying.
I am.
Okay.
So if I every day if I did if I
no you ain't gonna have to put gas in every day. Don't play me right now.
Don't
play me right now.
And again, keep in mind this is a show to cover the NBA.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's what's so great about it.
Yes, but they're entertaining
us. I'm sorry. I really want to know because, Ernie, I want to get this car, but I really want to save gas money.
You're complaining.
Please tell me. I want to know how I'm going to save gas money.
You're complaining about the $80,
yes.
Right?
Yes. I'm complaining.
Okay, so at zero is 80.
No question.
So, right, at full is 80, right?
Yes.
So if it gets to half, that'll be 40, right?
No question about it.
So if you put 20 in, then you bring it back up to 3/4. Right?
No, if I put 20 in it, it gets to 1/4.
Jeez, yeah. But it'll be 3/4. It'll be 3/4 full.
3/4 empty.
No, 3/4 full.
Wait, who's on first?
Seriously.
You know what?
See?
But who's on first?
Nobody travels more than me.
You get, they pay homage. These guys are, they are not basketball, just basketball guys. They know what they're doing.
Right.
They know that they're entertaining us, and it's so spectacular. You cannot, I think, look, you cannot discount the greatness of Shaquille O'Neal.
No, of course not.
Excuse me.
But my
but my God, what a broadcaster. What an incredible, the man just brings me joy when I hear
and
him talk
to
about
seal,
anything.
To seal that, let's go to part two, because they kept-
Those are part two of this?
Yeah, well, this is great. Well, I'd love to hear a part two.
Well, the sequel is the
I
fact-
love this.
They kept referencing what's closer, the West Coast or the Moon, so I Googled this. This goes back to 2016, and this is right after John Glenn died, and they were talking about, you know, space travel. And this is another wonderful moment.
God.
This is a little shorter, but I think it's also great, and they work great hand in hand. So let's go back to 2016, the NBA on TNT.
So I said it was really sad that the astronaut John Glenn died today, and he was an American hero. And American Shaq says, how long was that flight to the moon? How long was the flight to the moon?
We don't know.
No, you don't know.
No, you don't, either. Don't look that far.
It don't look that far. Just listen to my point right
it's
quick.
It's 6 hours away.
Okay, but just
you
listen
get,
to my point.
Get to the moon in six.
Listen to my point. If we go outside right now on 10:15 Techwood Drive, I can't see California. But I know it's a 5-hour flight. If I go outside on 10:15 Techwood Drive, I can see the moon. That's why I asked the question, how long is the flight?
This is it, man. Right? This is it, man.
Jack. Open
how
up your
you
mind.
How long the flight to the moon is?
Well, you can't see California, so it got to be shorter.
You saying it's shorter to the moon than it is California because you can see it? Here, California is 5. I'm going to say it's about 10, 11 hours. 10, 11 hours to the moon.
Man, just stop.
It's not?
Is it? Stop it.
Stop it, man. Somebody please send me a tweet. Stop it.
No, they're going to send some tweets on that one.
Don't worry, you're going to get some flights.
Somebody from NASA, please.
Just because you can see the moon and can't see California, it's a quicker flight?
Yeah,
no,
he said
double that. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
He actually doubled it.
I did double it.
Flight.
About 10 hours.
Oh, my God.
Somebody look it up.
About 10 hours.
No, I would not be in that spaceship with him.
Oh, my God. How long is that flight?
Stop it, man.
It's a 10-hour flight to the moon.
It's just joy.
It is pure
it's
joy.
It's just joy. I love it. I could listen to that for 10 hours myself. That's fantastic.
But how long does it take?
Well, you're talking about the idea of a rocket.
Yeah, but I'm curious, what is a rocket
going, you know, thousands of miles per hour as opposed to a commercial
flight? I am curious, though, how long does it take a modern-day rocket to get to the moon?
I don't know exactly, but I certainly know that seeing the moon.
If you watch the Clippers game this week, they'll tell you.
I'm curious. If we can get Michael Strahan to orbit, we can get to the moon fast.
Well, that's the whole thing where, you know, going up
70 hours, he says.
Yeah, but that's with a stopover in Cleveland.
Pony, do you know that for sure?
Yeah, well, in 1969, they got there in 75 hours. I don't see modern statistics, but it would be roughly similar.
And it's 70 hours going, though, at what speed?
Yeah, but they were using regular unleaded back then. What about with Supreme?
You have to factor in the speed of the lunar module.
Yes.
Not the lunar module, of the rocket going to
Saturn V.
The moon.
Find how far it is from
Apollo.
From Los Angeles to the moon.
3 days to the moon from Ralph Rice.
Oh, Ralph says
three days at what speed? Also,
yeah, thank you.
You have to factor in the speed because the speed is significant.
Mm. Yes,
that's what it is. Mm. That's why we're able to send things to Mars. That's the way.
Do you
that
think,
goes,
Mike, but... if the faster they go, the shorter the trip will be?
Oh, I just love
anyway,
that discussion.
Anyway, so I will keep, I'll keep an eye out for more Shaq stuff. But
let's bring in our talking head, shall we?
Yeah, please.
Megan Milligan. What a great name. Megan Milligan. Sounds like a radio name.
Yeah.
Megan has been listening to us since the late 1990s. Another long-termer.
Yeah.
She grew up in Oklahoma, but lived for nearly 30 years in Vegas. And she still considers Vegas her hometown. She did a lot of things in Las Vegas. Oh, that's a loaded sentence right there. Including getting sober. Nobody likes a quitter. Megan packed up her belongings and her four cats, Ash, Princess, Shiro, or is it Shiro?
Shiro.
Shiro. And Sven, and moved back to Oklahoma City in January 2021. After she lost her job as an unemployment hearing representative. Oh, the irony. She currently works from home for a call center at a genetic testing firm. She is a 46-year-old single crazy cat lady. Only time will tell. You said that's a question, Rob.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Is she a 46-year-old single crazy cat lady? Only time will tell. Was that you saying that?
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Megan once co-hosted Las Vegas's longest-running weekly poetry reading with her best friend from 2002 to 2014. Poetry people kill on Jeopardy, by the way.
That's true.
If you're a poetry person, you're usually your depth of knowledge is usually quite significant.
They know their Longfellow.
Yeah.
Hey.
Anyway.
Oh, you suck at Jeopardy? Wow.
You do? Well, we'll talk to you about it. She is an avid photographer with an impressive vintage camera collection dating back to the 1890s. God, this sounds like it should be Mrs. Rob Spiewak right here. She has some show and tell prepared. She still enjoys poetry, jewelry design, and cooking. In late 2020, she set up the TMOS Foodie Fans Recipe Exchange. I haven't heard of that one. Under the radar. As a way for the TMOS family to bond and kibitz over something universal that had nothing to do with politics or BS or the general malaise of the time that continues to this day.
True.
She met Duran Duran backstage in the year 2000. Doesn't your wife like Duran Duran, Rob?
She'd go crazy to know this, yes.
Mrs.
At
Megan
the Warner
Spiewak.
Theater?
House of Blues, as I recall, or The Joint. House of Blues.
Oh, wow, good venue.
She is a COVID survivor, had it in February, and wasn't so bad for her, thanks to being vaxxed and boosted.
Nice work.
Thank you. And she has a fascination with Memento Mori, which is the photography of the dead. Ooh, wow. Scared kids? Or are you intrigued? You should be. And now here's Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
How are you?
It's early, but I'm getting along.
That's wonderful. That, you know what? For you're 46 years old. That sounds like an answer that an 85-year-old woman would. Well, it's early, but I'm getting along. just sounds like something.
Sometimes
an
I feel
older
like
woman.
I'm 85 years old.
I feel old today, man. I feel so old. Wow. Where to begin with you, Vegas? And, being out there and working and being around Vegas has grown so exponentially over the last couple of decades that it's hard to imagine that there are people that live full and complete lives in Las Vegas and never, ever see a slot machine. They don't go into casinos. They just live their lives out there. When you were living in Vegas, when you moved to Vegas, what was your reason for moving to that area? Because I'm always curious what gets people to that part of the country, because I find it fascinating.
Well, at the time, I was still in high school, so it was necessitated by the fact that my dad lost his job in Oklahoma City of nearly 20 years, and that was the first job that he got with one of the Nevada test site contractors, and that's how me, my mom, and my dad wound up in Vegas. My brother stayed in Oklahoma City because he was just finishing up with his master's degree at the time, so that's how I wound up in Vegas.
So when you talk about, when you talk about test sites, are you talking about... that kind of test site? Oh, really?
That Nevada test site.
The Nevada desert.
Yucca Mountain.
Oh, wow. Wow. And that's pretty
heavy
duty.
Her teeth have never been whiter.
That's incredible. Why does this fish have three heads? Especially in this day and age. Is your dad still with us, Megan?
Yeah, he just turned 84 in January.
What does he feel about the current situation since you're hearing the term nuclear bandied about more than since the Cuban Missile Crisis? What's he think about the world right now?
Me and my dad really haven't talked about what's currently going on in the Ukraine right now. But knowing him, he would probably say, you know what, just take care of Putin.
Take care of Putin, which don't we wish we could. So that's cool. I mean, sort of growing up. So you were in high school growing up around Las Vegas. Was that fun?
It had its moments of stuff. There's only so much a 16-year-old at the time can do in Vegas in a town that is geared somewhat towards families. But on the Strip, there's not that much, or downtown, there's not that much to do being underage. But there's still plenty of stuff to do for kids my age.
In the 30 years you were there, as you grew up, didn't the town sort of transform? How did the personality of the town transform in the 30 years you were there? Because now there is a lot more family-oriented stuff in an effort to get people out there with their families. Did you witness the town sort of transform while you were there?
Yeah, I witnessed it geared towards families, because like there's Circus is the good old standby with the amusement park that's there. I was never there myself. But there used to be the pirate show at Treasure Island,
right,
stuff like that you could see on the Strip. But as time went on, I think Vegas started shifting back more towards like adult entertainment or adult
oriented. Yeah, it didn't work.
Because the Treasure Island show, that went by the wayside, and a mall and a CVS was put in its place. So, when I was living there in 2020, before I moved to Oklahoma, just a lot of the stuff that was impacted by COVID and Vegas being shut down for several months and stuff, that completely upended a lot of what Vegas had been known for previously, i.e. buffets and that, which are in a lot of places non-existent anymore in Vegas.
Yeah, I used to like just seeing the billboards with a $4.95 prime rib, you know, that type of thing. I enjoyed that. All right, so Megan, I'm going to tell you that I had made that reference to Jeopardy when I'm talking about poetry, and you said you suck at Jeopardy, but you like poetry. Poetry. I've never been really into poetry, but I've always been intrigued by poets and structure of it. And tell me, what got you into poetry? Why are you into that? Because I'm not, and I think maybe I'd like to be.
Well, Mike, but to be fair to yourself, you're an excellent rhymer.
I'm a rhymer, but my limericks, you know, there once was a man from Nantucket.
Oh, I know how that one ends.
I mean, I don't know. I can rhyme, but poetry, there was a Jeopardy category this week on one of the nights I'm watching it, poetry. And I'm completely lost. I think it was last night. You know, by the way, last night, just a sidebar here, as Oscar would say, a quick sidebar. If you watched Jeopardy last night, and she's coming back tonight because she won the championship, my wife and I believed 1,000% that the champion on Jeopardy last night was high.
Really?
High.
Oh, wow.
High. Her whole demeanor screams weed. She was just sitting there going,
pot.
She's almost flirtatious with Ken Jennings.
Oh, dear.
But getting back to poetry, when and how and why poetry? Tell me, Megan Milligan.
I've been writing since high school and stuff. I just basically got into it, got interested, because it was a way for being a teenager at the time, teenage angsty stuff that you have to get off your chest. And I started hanging in my college days. I started hanging out in the poetry scene in Vegas in the late 1990s, and then got involved as a host in the early 2000s when me and a friend of mine just kind of randomly, it's like, okay, let's take over this poetry reading. And we kept it going for 12 years on and off basis, mostly at various venues and stuff. And we kept it going weekly. And at the one point, we were the longest running weekly poetry reading in Vegas.
So when somebody, I'm going to ask you about a poetry reading since you hosted them in Vegas. So somebody gets up and has a poem that they're going to read, maybe from another author.
Mm-hmm.
And they're standing up in front, and you know the piece that they're going to read. Do you ever have instances where someone will stand up with a poetry reading from a famous poet and just botch it? just F it up beyond words, where the words are not, where the rhythm is wrong, where everything is wrong. Have you ever witnessed that? Because that's what I would do.
Flame out on stage.
Right.
Well, occasionally and stuff, but I mean, we kept it open that, and we politely clapped even if the person maybe might have sucked at the end. We always kept a no censorship policy and stuff. I think in the 12 years we hosted, we only had to hook one person because she got so vulgar and that there was like no reason to keep her going in a coffee house when there are other public people in the background. So I think for 12 years, that's a pretty good track record there for what a free speech policy we kept.
What if, and is it frowned upon if someone uses, like, if they plagiarize other people's poetry?
Like, claim it as their own?
Yes.
Like, say it's their own?
Like, I got a Langston Hughes top of my head for some
rage.
Reason.
Rage! Yes. Rage against the dying of the light! That's not yours, Mr. Horschenbacher.
No, I never ran into that in the 12 years that I hosted and stuff, but I wouldn't consider it cool if somebody had lifted someone else's work.
Yeah.
Right. So did you get weirdos that would come to the poetry?
Any perverts?
I would think it would be perverts. Yeah, not necessarily perverts.
There would
perverts,
be occasional,
but, you know,
there'd be the occasional people that would creep me or creep my co-host or creep other people out and stuff. But they usually came and went and stuff. So ultimately we paid none of mine because the trash takes itself out.
Yeah. You said that
there
you were
was an old man with a beard who said, "It is just as I feared. Two owls and a hen, four larks and a wren." You all right, Megan?
I'm fine.
"Two owls and a hen, four larks and a wren have all built their nests in my beard."
But yet,
that's a crappy limerick.
You used beard right twice.
There. Yeah, I know. I tried. Right now, you're working, you were working in Vegas and you got blown out and you were working at an unemployment center. And now you're working at a call center. And is that a little weird not having human contact all day and just having your cast?
Well, I'm actually used to it because, I mean, I talk to people on the phone every day. So, I mean, sorry, it's been a long morning already. I'm used to it and stuff because, I mean, 3.5 years as an unemployment hearing rep with the company that I worked for, I'm used to working out of my home office at this point. And the one week that I worked in a law firm here in Oklahoma City and stuff, it was weird being back in an office, and it was probably a sign that it didn't work out and stuff. And then I got the job I'm currently at for almost a year now, which I love, by the way.
That's cool.
Working the call center from home.
Smart.
Cannot complain. Great
cough if you hate
for.
Him.
What was that, Oscar?
I said cough if you hate him.
Well, that's true.
Hey, so well, I didn't know there was a name for photography of the dead. Like back in the, 1800s, people that would lose somebody was a really big thing, right? Where people would take pictures of loved ones that they had lost. And I didn't know it was called memento mort. That's the name for this photography.
Memento mori, which translates
memento mori. I thought it, what's that? What does it translate to?
Remember, you must die.
Remember, you must die.
This is right up Pony's alley.
Yeah.
Because it sounds Japanese. Memento mori.
Yeah, so we're on the same page.
But also, if you take
like
a picture
get,
of Pony.
Instead of a what?
If you take a picture of Pony, sometimes it's hard to tell if he's passed yet.
This is true.
Remember, Rob, you must die.
I would think memento mori, if I can finally get the joke out, right after they have forget it.
You flamed out.
F-ing joke
you
out. I swear to God. And I'm it's frustrating. But anyway, so what kind of pictures of the dead do you look at, for Christ's sake?
I look exactly what you said, Michael. I was thinking a little Michael over there. Pictures of the dead and stuff that back in the 1800s, especially with the mortality rate so high among children, a lot of times that was the only memory they would have of them, especially at a young age.
They're so creepy. They're so creepy, aren't they? I mean, they really look like ghost picture. What, Rob? What?
Well, I was curious, does anyone still do it?
Rob's very, I'm turning this the rest of this interview over to you now. You seem to be very, very, into this. So
yeah, you're
I'm going to go ahead. Memento mori. Go ahead, Rob.
I'm curious if it's still a trend in any region Mike, yes?
Nothing.
Because I remember being very flipped out when Carrie's stepfather died. his brother-in-law brought a camera to the funeral viewing and took a picture of the body or the corpse. And I'm like, that is really, really weird. Like, I mean, he was standing over the coffin with a nice camera, taking pictures of the body lying in state. Do any cultures still do it, or is it really out of the question anymore? Where's the status of it?
Today, I still see a lot of it done because, like, you might see occasionally news stories pop up where the guy who had died, he was propped up like he was riding a crotch rocket motorcycle a couple of years ago.
Oh, I've seen those where they'll do that for somebody, like, they'll do that for certain, like gang members or something, right? Mm-hmm. They'll prop up a guy that was shot or something like that. I mean, I've seen that, you know, occasionally. It's weird. It's,
gives
it's
a very whole, a whole new meaning for to ride or die.
Ride or die.
Yes.
But no need for a helmet at that point.
All right.
In the Bolivian culture, there is a level of this. It's a celebration of the person's life. So, and I'll give you the best example possible. There isn't a current Bolivian publication where someone has passed and you don't see a picture of their corpse, like in this... In their viewing or show, but the corpse, a picture of the corpse, not the showing itself or the body. It's a big picture in the newspaper of them dead, which really? Is very
like
strange.
Of natural causes.
Yes,
in a casket. Or
it doesn't matter how people pass, but yeah, but that's how they celebrate.
Wow,
isn't that? I always found that strange. I was like,
I want one when I die with a microphone where I'm like.
like a wax.
It's a TV
video?
Day. It's a TV.
Well, Mike, we could really set up a really nice tableau. It could be like you in your recliner with a microphone and a golf club.
Right.
And your laptop.
It's so if I typed in memento mori, I would be able to see those, pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whether they were laid out, because a lot of families who had loved ones who passed, they would be laid out in the home parlor. Some of the more creepy ones might be people who actually had eyes painted on to make them look like they were alive and posed with different family members.
Oh, God. Yeah
so I preface that with, that's a do it or explore, go down that rabbit hole at your own risk.
Yeah. Oh, that's nasty, scary.
I do love,
right,
like,
there.
When you see a corpse, like in a Dickens novel, and they've got like a lot of rouge on them to make them look alive, and that's kind of creepy too.
Yeah, so. But I mean, I've done it. I've looked at that photography. I've looked at some of that stuff online. I think everybody's probably once or twice looked at some creepy stuff like that. And the only other thing I wanted to ask you about was the COVID, because I have, with all due respect, I have heard you cough a couple of times, and people that even get it mild. Do you feel like you're okay after that experience, or do you feel like maybe
I've had
this cough for a long time? Because I'm curious about that.
Oh, yeah, I actually tested positive around the 1st of February and stuff, and I was over the worst of the symptoms within the first week. But yeah, the cough, and then sometimes even getting winded if I exert myself a little bit and stuff. Yeah, that can go on a few up to several weeks later. And that's fairly common from some of the people I talked to in some of the COVID groups on Facebook that I joined after I came down with COVID.
What, being vaxxed and boosted, obviously your symptoms were not severe. Do you kick yourself as somebody who's been vaxxed and boosted? And I'm down here in Dodge City, Florida, with the attitudes about COVID. Did you kick yourself at all? Say, oh, I remember where I was at that particular time. I shouldn't have done that. It's just, I think it's important to point out people still get this even when they're vaxxed and boosted. And even though it's dying down, do you know where you picked it up?
I have my suspicions on when I might have picked it up, but I can't say for certain, because in Oklahoma, a lot of places from what you had described in Florida, a lot of people have some of the same mindset, even though people like me have the mindset that, you know what, mask it or casket, vaxxed and boosted and stuff are good to go. I have my suspicions. It could have been in an estate sale I sometimes go to on the weekends, but I can't say for sure where exactly I picked it up.
Would you like my Alex Jones conspiracy theory about it?
Please.
That I don't do that very often on this show, but I know there is no data to back this up, but I have to tell you, your cats are probably the reason. Your cats are probably the reason you got it. They probably, do your cats
How
ever
many
lick
cats?
Your hand? I got them right here. I've got them. The four cats are Prince. Is it? It's Ash. Prince. Is it Shiro or Shiro?
Shiro rhymes with hero.
Shiro. Ash. Ash. Princess Shiro and Sven. That's just a theory of mine.
Got to be Sven, right?
Why, Rob? Because it's an international thing? Is that why? Because it's a foreign language?
He might have traveled back home.
A long-haired cat?
Sure.
Oh, my God. All right. We got to get out of here. Megan, before we let you go, is there anybody you'd like to say hello to on the podcast?
Well, my brother Troy, my dad, Jolene for keeping me supplied in moving boxes when I was living in Vegas, my friends Brenda Tanaini, Vanessa September, who lives here in Oklahoma, my childhood friends here in Oklahoma, Gwen, Tracy, Kimmy, and also Jim and Dirk for twisting my arm to finally become a talking head, because Jim's been trying to convince me to do this for a while.
Well, that's wonderful, yes. And we're so glad you came on here. And just one question about Jolene's moving boxes. Were they filled with chocolates?
Nope.
Damn. All right. Great having you on here. And, I really think it's always fascinating to meet people around the country and spread the word for our show in Oklahoma City, because we would love to have you, do that. And hopefully we can see you when we finally get to have another conclave for the Mike O'Mara Show. We'd love to see you there.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Megan. We appreciate that. Have a wonderful day. That's it. We got to move on to the homepage coming up next. And later in the program, we are going to be discussing NATO. Are we simply letting the bully win? Anyway, that's another one of my conspiracies. No, it's not a conspiracy. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, everybody.
Hello, parishioners. It's me, Uncle Baby Billy Freeman. I want to thank all of you that have supported me by purchasing my Baby Billy's Health Elixir. Blessings to all of you. But I've recently discovered something that's even more potent, and it's my God-given duty to tell you about it. It's the Mike O'Mara Show on TikTok. Beautiful, funny, spiritually uplifting, bite-sized clips of your favorite podcast. Perfect for yourself and for sharing with the congregation of your life. It's based on ancient scriptures and heals colds, flus, straps, even COVIDs. Just search TikTok for Mike O'Mara Show and follow us. Heal the spirit to heal the body. Mike O'Mara Show on TikTok. It's your salvation. Or my name isn't Walton Goggins. Baby Billy Freeman. Amen.
Thank you, Baby Billy Freeman. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This March, dump the madness of your old, expensive shaving routine by trying one of our favorites, Harry's. Betting on the underdog can pay off big, especially with a company like Harry's that teams up top quality and construction methods with incredibly fair pricing. New customers can redeem a Harry's trial set for just $3 when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. You shouldn't have to choose between a close, comfortable shave and a fair price, so they give you both. Harry's blades are designed to stay sharp longer. In a recent study, guys who shave 4 times a week said their 8th shave was as smooth as their first. It's a better experience every shave and big savings over time. And it feels good to support an up-and-comer instead of Big Razor.
Hate Big Razor.
Harry's is giving their best offer to our listeners. New Harry's customers can redeem a starter set. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blades when you're on the go. That's a $13 value for just $3. There's truly never been a better time to try Harry's. It's a real value. Hard to find those nowadays. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to try Harry's today. And we love Harry's, and I mean, man, do I love it. I love, love, love them.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen, and we start today with one of my obsessions, Aaron Rodgers. He might now be the highest paid player in the history of the NFL. Multiple sources say he signed a new 4-year contract.
Wow.
With the Green Bay Packers, worth $200 million. Stunning to me to see a guy get a contract like this when they were talking about maybe he's going to retire.
So he'll play till he's 60 now, right?
50 mil a year. Oof. Might be the Tom Brady factor. Great quarterbacks, hard to come by. Aaron isn't admitting it, though. Of course he's not.
Well, why would he?
Why would he? Because he wants to keep... He's... God. He tweeted, quote, "Hey, everyone, just wanted to clear some things up. Yes, I will be playing with the Packers next year. However, reports about me signing a contract are inaccurate, as are the supposed terms of the contract I signed. I'm very excited to be back." Is he literally not capable of being honest? Is he a pathological liar? Is that what he is?
It's the I'm inoculated.
Yeah, he's inoculated to play.
But I'm not vaccinated. Like, did you get paid or not, man?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to play with the Packers next year.
But I haven't signed a contract.
But he's an ass.
What does that mean?
It means he's a dick. Speaking of franchise quarterbacks, the Seattle Seahawks don't have one anymore. And I will tell you something.
Yes.
These older quarterbacks, they Seattle traded Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos.
Yes, huge.
And I have to say, I'm on Team Seattle, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
They're getting a lot in return. They're getting quarterback Drew Lock, tight end Noah Fant, and defensive lineman Shelby Harris, plus two first-round picks,
wow,
two second-round picks, and a fifth-round pick. I could be wrong.
Denver's done this before. They brought Peyton Manning in, won a Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl. I was just going to say that, Oscar. If they go on, if it's only one season, it was worth it. If
they brought Peyton Manning in with a neck that didn't move.
Exactly. They're doing it out of that playbook.
That's unfortunate.
He couldn't turn left.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, but... Man, that's good. It's good for the Broncos. It really, it's good for Seattle to rebuild. It really is. Okay, I'm intrigued now because I like the way she's selling it, even though I went to her show and I was disappointed. Amy Schumer, expect her not to hold back on Oscar night. This is what I love. If they're selling it this way, you're bringing me in. The Emmy-winning comedian, she's 40. She's set to host the 94th Annual Academy Awards on March 27th with Wanda Sykes and Regina Hall. And speaking with Extra, she joked that she will likely get into trouble with some of her gags and humor. I like that sell. If you're saying you're going to piss people off, you're intriguing me about that. I can forget about everybody else. You're thinking I'm being duped, right?
Yeah, you are. Because why would she come out and say it if she's going to do it?
You hate funny women, though. That's the thing. Like, you have this bias against them.
No. I hate you.
Yeah, probably.
Funny women I like.
That as well. Yeah.
Here's her quote. "I'm going to get myself in some trouble as per usual," said Schumer. "Wanda, Regina are hilarious, and we're having a blast preparing. I mean, I don't know who made the decision to let me personally be a host, but it's not a good one. Because it'll burn all bridges. I will burn every bridge." That's a great attitude.
I think she's probably accurate. Of all the people
she's
there.
She's fearless.
She's fearless.
She is fearless.
There's a great bit that I hear on satellite radio. The Netflix channel is a joke, which is the comedy channel, where she talks about protesting in D.C. With Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah,
right?
That's
Ratajkowski.
Right.
Yeah, and she said that when she knew that they were about to get arrested... that she started eating all their snacks because she didn't want to be hungry in jail.
she is very funny.
She's next to Emily Ratajkowski.
Yes, and Emily's like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "We have to eat. We're about to get arrested, and there's no food in jail."
My long-range prediction is that with them splitting it three ways, I think Wanda Sykes is going to be the funniest host.
I will say Amy Schumer will get the biggest.
We will see. We'll see. But I think that they're.
And why is Regina King there? She's an actress. She's a dramatic actress. Is she not? She's not a comedian.
No, she offers balance.
Balance.
Thank you. Some lifestyle expert claims the spot you scrub first on your body in the shower might reveal something about your personality.
Let's say it first. Let's say it before you reveal it.
All right. Go ahead. Yes. You, Oscar,
crotch.
What do you watch? You go for the
right
crotch
there.
First. Rob Spiewak.
I guess my chest.
What do you mean you guess?
I'm thinking because, because that's where to get the lather going, I use my chest.
You wash the front of your chest.
Yes, exactly.
I wash my hair. First thing I wash
is
my hair.
This is perfect.
Show off. Right. I can't do that.
Well, yeah, because you're bald.
Exactly.
You. Let's see. Your face, if you wash your face first, if it's the first place you wash, you love money.
Oh.
And might struggle to get along with other people. Okay, that's your face. Your shoulders.
Who would
do that?
Well,
that might be shoulder. That might be you.
Chest.
Nope, your chest is on here.
Okay.
Your shoulders. You're loyal, reliable, devoted, and tend to carry the world on your shoulders. Your armpits, if you do that first. You're attentive, but might come across as naive and lacking confidence. Your chest.
Yes.
That's Rob.
Okay.
You're honest and loyal, but also stressed out a lot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, he's always worried about if Carrie's going to be a good mood or a bad mood.
Exactly. I don't know what I'm coming home to or who or what.
Well, we're going to get to that later in the show.
Okay.
Your birthday.
Yes.
How it was. Your hair, that's me. You're a hopeless romantic.
Oh, look at you.
That's so true. Married three times.
Yeah, he never gives up trying.
You're a hopeless. Thanks for mentioning the number, Oscar. You're a hopeless romantic who's usually immersed in your own thoughts. Also, you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist.
Yes.
This
you are
is
an
true.
Artist.
Yes.
Random, I guess, because it doesn't say crunch.
Oh, no.
Here. So you get random.
I'm a random.
If you don't go in a specific order, well, that's not you.
No.
Crotch is first.
Always
crotch
the balls.
Means I don't have an answer for it. Random, if you don't go in a specific order, you do different things at different times, you're an adventurous person. That's crap.
I see, Mike. I Googled it, what it means if you go for your crotch.
What's that, Rob?
It means you're a hopeless dick.
Thank you for getting something in there. A new poll.
What's that?
A new party. Where's my tincture?
Tincture on the
way. A new poll found 40% of parents have done their kids' homework for them at least once. Anyone? Well, it's only Rob and I.
Yes.
Actually done. I've knocked out a few problems.
I never have. Carrie has.
Okay.
Got worked with some art projects and stuff, but I don't think I've ever done their homework.
Were you ever involved?
I've helped him.
Well, no, not at all. But Robert doesn't do homework anyway, so nobody does his homework.
I've done Michael's simply because I know he knows it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seven times seven, no big deal. Easy.
And it was bad. And it was bad. And I wanted to get things.
It was bad.
It was bad. Long
was
division.
Bad.
You don't need that.
40% of parents have done the kids' homework for them at least one, but maybe they'd be better off on their own because half of parents admit they struggle with it. I'm not at that level yet, but I'm getting there.
I can see Mike saying to his son, okay, let's go fractions. If you get divorced, they get half. That's 50%.
Wow. He's got one drum he's beating today really hard.
He's got the divorce joke going today.
He does.
50% of parents have a hard time understanding their kids' homework. There is a math thing. I don't want to call it new math like I'm in the 70s.
Right, right.
But it's...
Common core.
The way they're doing their core is...
It's effing terrible.
It's horrible.
I agree.
Like if you see a formula... 47 plus 63.
It's like a decision tree, and you're like, why would anybody learn
exactly.
this?
Please stop.
Meanwhile, Mike is helping with English and saying, remember, there's only one L in alimony, even though they get it all.
Now you too! Math is the one kids tend to ask for help with the most. The survey also looked at how we bribe our kids to get their homework done. The most common thing we offer is to pay for stuff like movie tickets. What?
Who does this?
Extra time for things like video games. I do that. Do your homework. I'll let you play the video game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he broke his monitor though. His very expensive monitor.
Kicked it.
His gaming system, the one they sell at Costco. Anyway.
Oh, I think that a return might happen then if you play it right.
If it's broken, without a receipt.
Yeah. Well, they
without
have
the box.
They have everything in your account via your card, and you can say, "I got this home," and it never worked right.
This guy.
Yeah. Oh God. I don't know. It's so obvious. I'll have Carla do it because I'm so courageous that way.
You're a hopeless romantic.
Oh, hold on. Where's my
He's in love with Costco.
Okay.
He doesn't want to do him dirty.
A man found a mystery box inside a wall.
Oh.
And carved into the mystery box in Welsh were the words, "Do not release."
Ooh. Oh, man.
It's a website, I think, or a TV show. North Wales Live reported he discovered a locked wooden box. Oh, maybe I should go to the... thank you.
I love North Wales Live. It's a great show.
They reported that it was there was a pentagram carved on one side of the box. The words in Welsh were roughly translated to "do not release." A week later, while continuing renovating a room, he noticed a mirror in the corner that rattled when he moved it. But the edges had been sealed shut. Behind the mirror, someone had hidden the key to the locked chest found earlier. 25 million people watched the video clips, and hundreds of people warned the man to leave the box alone.
Of course!
Some really strange objects were inside because he didn't leave the box alone. a small pendant necklace and a burned piece of a Ouija board, a lock of hair, and a second key were also found inside the box, raising the question, if there's a second key, is there a second box?
Oh, my God.
And was there a dick in the box? I'm sorry. No, I threw that in there.
Didn't see that coming.
Thousands of people commented on the various clips, with some calling the videos staged. Others are terrified by what they've seen.
I have the same feelings about Leave It Alone when you see these archaeological digs and certain like finds are like, everybody died when they opened this. And they're like, let's open it.
Yeah. Well, you're from the Raiders of the Lost Ark with their faces melt off.
You're going to die. They found out, Mike, that second key opened a door, a house on Grant Avenue in Manassas.
Do you know Carla dreams about almost exclusively? That's what? Where her dreams are centered, in that house in Manassas.
That's weird, because that's a relatively small portion of her life.
It is.
Well, it was her adolescence.
Shut up. What's with him today?
That's a good one. Now a little something, something. I'm going to have trouble reading this next story. Thinking about that for adolescents. A little something, something. A golf cart driver arrested on a drunk driving charge told law enforcement that she was at the wheel of her golf cart because her mother was too drunk to drive. Florida, Florida.
Wow.
Leanne Ebersol is from the village of Caroline, Florida.
That's a village?
I don't know if it's the villages or not, but it was called the Village of Caroline.
Okay.
So maybe it is one of the villages.
I hope so.
Don't know where it is. She's driving a multicolored golf cart at 8:52 p.m. on Friday. That is prime old people S-face time. And it was on, and it gives the roads and all that. Ebersol said she left Lake Sumter Landing and forgot to turn on the golf cart's headlights, according to an arrest report from the Sumter County Sheriff's Office. The odor of alcohol coming from Ebersol, according to the officers, was overwhelming.
Yikes.
Let's see. Ebersol said she does not usually drive a golf cart, but said she was taking the golf cart home because her mother was too intoxicated to drive.
Wow.
I don't know where this is. Let's see. She's from Rochester, New York, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Florida transplant. Or maybe she was visiting. She struggled through field sobriety exercises and provided breath samples that registered 0.136 and 0.134 blood alcohol content. She was arrested on a charge of driving under the influence and issued a warning for the headlights violation. she was booked at the Sumter County Detention Center. In Florida, driving golf carts drunk is a family affair. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, but you know what?
Carla was an adolescent. It's a better line than that. Yes, what?
She sprung for the club car. That's a nice vehicle.
Oh, very, very nice. Yes. Lovely. Glass. Lovely.
Beautiful, multicolored.
I always thought, like, if you live in a community where you get golf carts, you can drive as effed up as you want.
Yeah, as long as you turn the headlights on.
Yeah, that's right. Fun, fun. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's birthday right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
WLS Chicago.
Attention, Chicagoland. Are you sick, logy, or just feel under the weather? Well, you need me, Dr. Larry Chicago. No matter what ails you, I can fix it. Whether it's a sore back, runny nose, or the COVID, I got you. Just put some ice on it. Come see us at the Chicago Family Medical Group, 1062 West Addison, right next to Wrigley. Me and my doctor siblings, Otto, Arlene, Oliver, and Oxnard, will set you up and tell you to put some ice on it. You can trust us. We fitted Harry Carey for his bag, so get our details at MikeOMaraShow.com. Hit up the shopping center, get a bonus package, and for God's sake, put some ice on it.
Thought that promo would never end. There's nothing like gathering around a warm fire on a cool evening and a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove. I just hit myself with the microphone.
Careful now.
And a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove. Let me start again. There's nothing like gathering around a warm fire on a cool evening and a...
Mike, your windscreen.
Hold on.
Video day.
All right. There's nothing like gathering around a warm fire on a cool evening And a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. Spend some time with family and friends and build lasting memories around a Solo Stove fire pit. It's the best. Instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. And right now, you can get a great deal on a Solo Stove fire pit. They are brilliantly engineered, made with premium-grade 304 stainless steel and a 360-degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency while minimizing smoke. It's so easy to light. With just a few bits of starter, your fire pit is blazing in minutes. It's perfectly portable. Take Solo Stove with you on camping trips, at doctor's appointments, and more.
Especially doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm.
We all have them. We all love them. They're fantastic. It's so well built. Get up to 30% off fire pits all month long and use promo code TMOS at checkout to get an extra $20 off plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns. Just go to solostove.com and remember, you get $20 off when you use promo code TMOS, and we thank you.
I just had a wild thought. This is beyond the Solo Stove commercial.
Yeah.
That you know how you always see when people are leaving embassies, they have to burn everything?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how they do that. And they do it in a clean way.
I believe in diplomatic and intelligence circles, Oscar. There are devices that are utilized to not only shred, but also to burn.
Yeah.
I believe that a lot of embassies, especially for the bad guys, would be equipped with, at the very least, a stove that you're able to, you know, almost like a crematorium for
maybe a key like maybe business to business purchase for Solo Stoves.
Yeah, if you have a business that might be on the shady side, maybe you pop a little Solo Stove into your office.
Well, when I was on my way into work today, I saw some people behind the Russian embassy in their big fur hats, and they had a Solo Stove, and they appeared to just be warming their hands.
Right.
But they were throwing documents in there.
Documents.
I said, look at that, just a few bits of starter, and they're good to go.
I will say, Mike, the dynamics of living in Washington, D.C., and driving by that embassy.
Yeah.
And seeing all the buses lined up outside of it because these diplomats and their families are getting kicked out.
They're going home.
Yes.
Right?
They're getting booted. Eerie.
Yeah, and you know, it's always been eerie. Even before all this went down years ago when we started on Wisconsin Avenue, there was all those unmarked storefronts that were just
storefronts. Magna cum laude.
Mike, as I say VCU, it doesn't count. And
I think
Lynchburg's
ruined him as well.
Well, and I was ruined long before that. But Mike, on the Wisconsin Avenue near the Russian embassy, there were these amazing storefronts that were just unmarked.
Completely blacked out.
But they looked like they might have people in them.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a Z on them.
No. We weren't to that yet.
I think they were on Team USA.
Yeah, but Oscar looked at me. He said, you know what? Something nefarious going on in there because of the proximity. You know,
I have to say, and we'll get to Rob's birthday in a second here.
Sure.
We'll do it in the next segment as well. I have to say that watching the latest regarding the jets coming, the MiGs that'll be sent that are not going to be sent from Poland, and you know, the threats that Vladimir Putin is doing, I wrote this down. I feel like NATO and the U.S. we're doing what we're told as children not to do. We're letting the bully win.
Yep.
We're letting the bully threaten that he's going to blow the world up. And because he's so scary crazy and so our narrative in our media now is really, really harping on the fact that Vladimir Putin, you know, no way out but to win, backed into a corner. Yeah. You know what? That's a narrative.
Yep.
I'm really sorry, but it's a narrative. Look, if I was running things internationally, do I think I would want to provoke a potential civilization-destroying nuclear conflict? No. Of course not. He's got that, you know, but you know what? We got it too. And it just seems to me sometimes when you've got this going on constantly and it's just NATO's going to do this, NATO's going to do that. So risking nuclear conflict for the people of Ukraine? No. However, if old Pooty Poot puts his toe into Poland or Moldova, then you know, all bets are off. Then we blow the world up. It's a weird, mad world that we're
living
in.
There is a lot
right
of good that can be done, though. And I'll share this with you guys because yesterday I was watching the nightly news on DVR, as every 70-year-old man does when they get home.
Sure. Well, no, a 70-year-old man would not have a DVR.
Yeah, that is true.
He's watching Lester.
It would be too cheap. Yeah. And they were featuring a couple humanitarians that were over in the Ukraine and trying to, and we have a strong listener base that has ties to the Ukraine, by the way, if you look at the Timo's fan club and people posting.
I haven't become aware of that.
It's interesting. And for me, I found this young woman that's doing really great work in the Ukraine on the news. And then I was like, I wonder if there's some sort of like Venmo or some way we could help, right? I just sent you guys the picture. And then I'll send you a follow-up link, because this is the world we live in. You can have direct contact with these guys and gals trying to fight the good fight over there. Like, it is really impressive. So
her name is Anastasia.
Yes.
Vedernikova.
Yes.
And she's like so many. I mean, how about the Ukrainian people?
I mean, put aside that she looks like
courage.
A supermodel.
Yeah. She's pretty, but there is a. Yes, she's attractive, and there's so many people, men and women, that are attractive from Ukraine.
Yeah.
And I think
I've reached out to hot guys as well.
Good boy.
Yeah,
it's just spectacular. The bravery that you see every single.
Yeah, and now I'm going to send you her Facebook profile.
Okay, now
that's how I reached out.
Okay, well, that's maybe
is that next level?
Creepy. Yeah, like, a little bit maybe.
Well, I was like, hi from America.
That's good. I'm from America.
I read another.
Is that why you updated your status picture yesterday?
I read another text from Oscar
that
he sent earlier to me. That's funny.
Hi from America.
I did.
I'm going to send one back to you. Because that's the kind of show that we're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So I'm copying this link so you guys can be friends with her as well.
Okay.
If once I get the Venmo link, we can connect.
Sure. Absolutely.
But yeah.
That will, help out any way you can.
Help out
That's the bottom line. All right. We got to tease it now and then come back and wrap it up. As far as yesterday, you elicited a lot of sympathy online. A lot of people were sympathetic to your ignored birthday.
So many nice people reached out. It was really
51.
It was really, really rewarding to see so many birthday greetings. So thank you to everybody that did that. It makes you feel very good. But
somebody had mentioned one of our favorite Chinese restaurants in Washington. Somebody had mentioned what you were going to go home to. Mm. Somebody had mentioned I know your kids are coming in this weekend, right?
Mm.
But yesterday was the day,
right?
And I don't want to spoiler alert here, but as we go to break here, when you come back, you can talk. I want all the details. Perhaps you could sum it up in one word as we go to break. How your birthday ended up being.
My birthday? This is built on what we said yesterday. My birthday was fine.
Fine. Okay. Very good. We'll take a break and come back with Rob's birthday.
It was fine.
Right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. No car.
Oscar, it is your
Papa,
father.
I listen to The Mike Show.
The Mike Show!
And then
The Mike Show!
There was a segment on The Mike Show where you talked about me dying and the list you gave me.
I am disappointed in you.
Am I your payaso? Which means, am I your clown?
Oh,
am I your clown, right, in Spanish?
No. Am I your clown? Yeah. Oh, my God.
And it sounds worse in Spanish.
Yeah, payaso.
Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Your brother's being pushy. Tell him to back off.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't be un payaso. The TMOS bonus show is an extra uncensored hour of La Diversión. Every week, order a subscription today by clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you'll have a plethora of the Mike Bonus Show.
Payaso.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. It's brought to you by Sleep Number. Let me see if I can give you a little new twist on my message to you about Sleep Number
bed. Okay.
I would like to alert you, this is how quality a Sleep Number bed is. I sleep on a Sleep Number bed every single night. This is how my wife at 5:15 a.m. chose to wake up this morning. This is the equivalent of what I heard. And I'm wide awake. And then she says, you don't have to get up until 6 o'clock. And she went into the bathroom.
Sure.
And then in the bathroom, I heard it, a couple of things. Just to say it was noisy is maybe a little bit of an understatement. I went in, went winky tink, came back to my sleep number bed. Pow! 30 seconds, I am out. And I slept till 6:15.
Amazing.
And I went out instantaneously because I have a sleep number bed. Quality sleep is important, but so is getting enough sleep. Sleep duration is how long you slept compared to your sleep goal, which should be between 7 to 9 hours per night if your wife doesn't get up at 5:15.
Exactly. Wife.
Sleep number can help you reach your optimal sleep duration, which means fewer cravings, less burnout. People who get at least 8 hours of sleep every night tend to consume fewer calories and have better reflexes and extended endurance. Sleep also boosts your serotonin, which is responsible for keeping you alert and less grumpy. What? And people who are sleep deprived tend to be more frazzled and forgetful.
Mike?
Remember, sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed features get almost 100 more hours of proven quality sleep. When I'm in that thing and nobody's making noise, I'm out. And I love my Sleep Number bed. And you have to be like me and get a Sleep Number bed. You are going to love it. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. A great day starts the night before. My Sleep Number setting is now a 65. Carla remains a 65, and she got 8 hours last night. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store. sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Rob Spiewak,
yes.
Your birthday.
Yes.
Take it away.
All right, you know what? It was, we finished the show and there was a lot of love on Facebook, which was magnificent. And then,
you are the boss birthday guy. You should get it back. You do deserve that love.
And then the people here at the Village surprised me with
Podville Media.
Podville Media.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I like to call it the Village, you know, a little
old
school.
Stop doing that, please.
All right. Thank you, Oscar.
We've moved on.
All right.
There was a trademark infringement. We don't have to highlight that.
You
Podville
done?
Media.
Yes.
Yes.
This is where you work.
Podville Media.
Yes.
I'm an investor, you know.
Yes.
I understand.
Yes.
Sweat equity.
A known investor.
A known investor.
No, not a silent
the company
investor.
You're talking about.
Known.
That's right. A known investor.
Known.
So when Hannah comes by my office and says, can I borrow you for a moment?
Who is Hannah?
Hannah is one of the people that works here at Podville Media.
Wouldn't know?
Yes.
Never met her.
Yes.
Yes. And so
I'm going to do that every time anybody is referenced in
I
Podville.
Love it.
Now that the masks are off.
He loves it. So that's good. So
yes. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
the mask are off. Bring them in.
Yeah.
She pulls me aside and every employee to a person is in the conference room and they sing the worst version of Happy Birthday you've ever heard.
That's
everybody
sweet.
In their own key. It was really touching. And there's cupcakes and a little sit down. We all had a cupcake and we discussed things. It was very,
you mean
very
there are cupcakes?
There were cupcakes.
You said there's cupcakes.
Yeah, I
you
did.
You missed a word.
Mike. I'm really sorry that there is some sort of grammatical.
It's the tense. You've done it forever, and you're the one that got
and
the.
And he's a cranky Yankee, so he's going to let you
that's,
know.
That's the one.
I'm just saying. I apologize.
There's cars. There's trucks. There are. It's the. You know. It's
I
just
think
a
there's
thing
there's
of mine.
A weird grammatical wiring in my head. I shall endeavor to improve it. There were cupcakes.
You've done
there.
It for 30 years. We've been together for. 30
I know,
years.
And that's why now is the time to fix it.
Well, now's the time that I just want to, you know, have fun because I you
we
know,
celebrated
getting,
Rob.
Yeah, it was fun.
Wonderful.
It was fun. And then
that's good.
Finished up here, went home. As I'm going home, we have an app based on when the kids were in high school that says when people come and go from locations. And I get a diddly-dee, Carrie has left because she's gone to go babysitting. Okay, that's fine. We expected that.
Right.
We talked about that on the show. Then I get about 20 minutes later, diddly-dee, she's back home.
Ooh.
And I said, oh, is something brewing?
There's a lingerie playdate?
Is something coming?
You start to hope?
And I said, there might be something going on. So I called her. I said, hey, is everything all right? She says, yeah, why? She says, I said, I saw that you were home. And she said, oh, yeah, Max wanted to come to the house. Max is the kid that she babysits.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to watch a movie here. And you know what I said?
Can I ask a question about Max?
Yeah.
Is he mad?
No, he's not.
I'm sorry.
And you know what? I said, great. I'm going to stop by Popeyes and get some dinner because that's what I decided I wanted for my birthday dinner because I like Popeyes quite a bit. And I said, can I get you anything? And she said, get me an apple pie. I said, okay, I will. That'll be great. And I've got a surprise for you. She said, awesome, because there were two cupcakes left. And I was going to bring a cupcake for her.
She has a surprise for you or you have a surprise
No, I had
for
a surprise
her.
For
okay,
her.
So were you picking up the apple pie or was she?
I was going to get it because I was going to Popeyes anyway.
A Popeyes apple pie?
Yeah, Mike, they're the only fast food restaurant that still fries their apple pies.
Oh.
McDonald's bakes them now. Not as good.
Okay.
So I go by the Popeyes, and the phone rings, and even better, I get diddle it. Mm-hmm. she's left again. And I said, oh, and I call her. I said, is everything all right? She says, yeah, Max decided he wanted to go back home. Mm-hmm. So for about 30 minutes, I thought I'd be coming home to someone in my house on my birthday. And then there wasn't anyone there.
Oh, no.
So I came home. I said, well, I'll save you some chicken. And she says, no, I don't want any. Thanks anyway. And I said, well, your pie will be warm. And I went home. And
you
I sat
fast food chicken.
Yeah, but so it's not so great. And so, but it was good. And then I went home and I watched the.
Didn't she say there was a surprise coming?
No, I said I had a surprise for her.
Oh,
which was the hey, cupcake. I've got some cupcakes.
I've got some cupcakes, but she decided when she finally got home that she was just going to go to bed. So there was no cupcake for her. I watched.
Did you eat them both?
I didn't eat either of them.
No.
No, but I ate
in protest.
I ate my pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Did you eat any cupcakes at the office?
I had a cupcake at the office. Yeah. Vanilla with vanilla sprinkles. Ooh, it was very, very good.
Vanilla cake or vanilla icing?
All vanilla all the time.
Okay,
vanilla
very
cake,
good,
vanilla icing, vanilla sprinkles.
Delicious.
I had red velvet. Wonderful. Oh.
Not a fan. No,
went with his pants.
Like yeah.
So much.
My pants.
I watched the HBO show. It's called Winning Time, the first episode about the rise of the LA Lakers. It was very good. And then my phone rings and it's Julia.
Oh,
and when you get a call from a 20-something, it really does mean something because they just text.
It does.
And so she called and we talked for a good long time and how she's coming home, found out some more details that she found out about Italy. She'll be spending 4.5 weeks in Florence.
Whoa.
My sister went to Florence. Yeah. I can give you, I was hoping that my sister would be a font of information
for that.
We will
make sure they cook
up. Is
she
staying, is she going to be, even with COVID, is she going to be able to stay with a family?
I believe so. I believe that's how it works.
Oh, God, Rob, my sister loved that experience. It's one I didn't get, like so many in my family, where my sister got a wonderful education.
Well, when you studied abroad,
I was just going to. Yeah, well, no, I didn't. I'm part of the people that don't. I went to public school.
Like they study when you studied abroad, they sent you to Marist.
Yes, exactly. You know, with all Long Island. Well, it's 80% Long Island students. That's like going to a foreign country.
Exactly.
Yes, so, yes, it is.
Had a nice long conversation with Julia, and I noticed that there's a package, and I said, "Okay, I'll open this package." Mm-hmm. And it's a nondescript Amazon box, and I open it, and it's a gift, and it says it's from Katie and Dan. In Savannah,
Von,
Georgia.
Von Herman.
And it's all wrapped up in plastic. And do you remember the scene in Pulp Fiction when they open the briefcase?
Yeah, and you
golden
see the glow.
Yeah.
Marsalis's briefcase.
I start to unwrap this package. And what it is, the finest maraschino cherries in the world are called
Luxardo
cherries. And you know that one jar, one refrigerator-sized jar is about $20. So
very high-end.
Katie and Dan sent me a 6.5-pound can of Luxardo cherries.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
And
is a solid.
Yeah.
And
right
I picked up the phone.
That is a solid.
And she picks up the phone and I say, Katie, she says, Rob, happy birthday. I said, thank you. I want you to know something. I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes when you go to bed at night, you go through your mental list and you say, if I pass before I wake, it's okay because everything I did today was great.
Oh,
and I said, I don't want you to die. But if you did, it would be okay because I love this present so much.
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
So sweet. Wonderful.
And to have someone that knows you as well as she does,
man.
To really hit it out of the park like that.
Did anyone else give you a gift on your birthday?
Well, you did.
Yeah.
Well, did anybody else?
Actually, you did when you texted me and I had Siri read a very inappropriate text that Mike sent me.
I'm watching Turner Classic Movies. And I wrote Eve Arden's an effing cow.
Yeah.
And that was just, I'll do that randomly when I see an actress that
but
I get.
Was so
there are
great.
Two people on TCM that are on my list now. I'm getting a short list of female actors on, and they're all female for now. I'll move on to the guys in the next thing. But Eve Arden's on there. The other one, I will not watch anything with June Allison in it.
Oh, she's a little
ever
syrupy for you?
Oh, God, what a phony baloney.
I
what
agree.
Crap.
I agree.
And every movie
what
she
do you
made
put
was crap.
The cherries in? Well, or do you eat them raw?
Well, you know what? They are.
Primarily for drinks.
For drinks.
Oh, okay. I don't
but a Luxardo cherry is such a precious thing. I would never think to do this until I got 6.5 pounds. A few on cheesecake would be great. A few on ice cream would be amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Now, once you open the can, though, what's the process? How are you going to save them?
Well, they have a resealable lid. And you put them in the fridge.
Yeah.
Oh,
fan. Treat yourself.
So, I mean,
that's
it was
a great
it gift. Was so It was such a great way to end the day. And I really, well, I called her.
Well,
and I
thanks
said,
to friends of yours that yeah. propped you up. You
and,
know?
And then Carrie came home and I said, there's cupcakes in the fridge. And she says, I'm going to bed. And I said, good night.
Was
and,
that it?
Yeah. And I and she said, I hope you enjoyed your birthday. I said, it was aces. Oh. And I watched the movie Network. Weird. Which is a great film.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
A lot of times in that movie, I relate to the character of Bill Holden.
Howard Beale?
But last night, I was feeling a little more like Howard Beale.
Howard Beale. Oh, that's what. Well, happy birthday.
And the kids will be home this weekend. And so, yeah, hopefully that we continue the celebration.
Is the is there chicken left? Is there chicken left over?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Good. How many pieces?
Of the original 12?
Yes.
Probably 6.
It's your birthday.
It is my birthday. Yourself. But Mike, I also saved some slaw and I saved some red beans and rice.
It's nice that you had the Belushi order.
Yeah.
I'd like 2 fried chickens, please.
And a Coke. That's,
and a Coke. We have to take a break. Happy would birthday.
Happy like, birthday to me.
Would you like to double the family deal?
You know, didn't he do a great job great. Of turning... So, you know, something a cloudy day into a sunny day.
Yeah, I'm like Mary Fantastic. Tyler Moore with a penis.
That's wonderful. We'll take a break and come back with his Sound Town right here, everybody.
Oh, paisans! The Michael Maris Show can be watched on Facebook and YouTube. Listen to on iTunes and Spotify. Now I present to you the show's next conquest, TikTok. Check out video clips of the show with new content every day. Click on at Michael Maris Show and follow today. Capisce? Grazie. Now back to our capo, Michael Maris.
Hot rotation, Pauly. That promo's in hot rotation. We played it yesterday,
too. I love the TikTok music.
Yeah, that song is all TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok, baby. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's hard to imagine, but spring is almost here. And if you want soft grass under your feet, oh, you'll need your lawn back. Sunday gets all your grass growing and keeps it healthy all season long. Their custom plans include fertilizer and everything you need to easily care for your lawn. And with ingredients like seaweed, iron, and molasses, you can feel good with kids and pets being around too. All you have to do is visit GetSunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan. It's delivered right to your door when you need it. Just attach the ready-to-use pouch. You do it, put it on a garden hose, and spray. Less than 15 minutes, you're done. Best of all, the stuff really works. I have used it, and I know you will enjoy it as well. Sunday can help you grow a beautiful lawn without the guesswork or the nasty chemicals, and Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS20. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS20, and we thank you, Get Sunday.
What a sound. Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
I like this, even though I know I'm being played, is Taco Bell has hired Doja Cat to be a spokesperson for the Mexican pizza, but the commercial hasn't dropped yet. So Doja Cat puts out a video on TikTok saying the commercial's going to be bad, which I think is just a funny way to handle it.
I got
to
do this TikTok, and everybody keeps calling it a jingle. It's for Taco Bell. By the way, I banned that word within my team, jingle. We're not allowed to say that, but I have to do a jingle. They want me to rap about Mexican pizza, so I just want to give you a heads up before you see that. Just know, it's contractual.
It's contractual. I know it's bad. I think that's very funny, and it makes me want to see it a little bit more. So I think that's a very
clever
way. And
I want to try the Mexican pizza now.
Well, they've had it before, haven't they? Isn't it the return of the Mexican pizza?
I don't know.
I find Doja Cat compelling as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For other reasons.
Just her whole persona. She's she's attractive. She's super sexy.
Is Doja Cat or Dua Lipa your like one or two?
Ah, boy, I would put Doja Cat in front of Dua Lipa.
I agree. Oscar sent a message to Doja Cat. He says, hello from America.
Hello from America. Do you
hello
have a Venmo?
From America.
I don't want tasteful nudes. I want these to go towards the right, you know, famine.
Yes.
Weapons.
Yes. Yeah. And Mexican pizza.
Yes.
There's nothing. Look, my wife has big eyes. I love big, beautiful eyes. Okay. I really do. Mm. And Doja Cat has these big, expressive eyes, and I like that.
That's why you loved Eddie Cantor.
Okay, Eddie Cantor.
I'm sorry.
Way to make a 1920s reference.
It is 100 years old, but the people that laughed really laughed. Nikki Sixx won't let it go. He's still after Eddie Vedder.
You know, watching the documentary of Pam and Tommy Lee,
yes.
It's just, if it's anything close to the way these guys really are,
I think it's almost got to be. I think it's got to be.
They are so effing petty.
Yeah.
You know, they got more money than Jesus, all of them, and they're still like, meh.
But I do like the point he makes about Eddie Vedder here, okay?
You take a swipe at my band, I'll take a swipe at your band. You try to hurt my family, which is my band, I will try to hurt you. What I don't understand is, why is the guy even talking about my band? Like, he's a successful guy. The guy flies around in private jets. He lives in a mansion in a gated community. He sells out stadiums. And then he dresses at the thrift store and tries to pretend he's some guy in the 90s. Don't take a swipe at my band, dude. I mean, I'm at least being honest.
It is true. Eddie Vedder doesn't present as a multimillionaire. So you got to give him that. Yeah,
that's the grunge factor. He's exactly. Got to have that. That's his image. I get it. That's pretty funny.
I do like that. I liked his angle. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike, this is the most Florida story I've run into in a long time. And stay with me. A teacher is being spotlighted for biting two students, middle school students.
Okay.
But here's the reason. They were fighting over a jar of pickles. Wait, it gets more Florida.
Wow.
The jar of pickles was for some reason at the school store. I don't know. I always thought the school store was like for pens and pencils cupcakes. And notebooks.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe a snack. Yeah. You know, maybe like some
Hostess.
Corn chips or something. Yeah, or a Hostess.
So
right?
The teacher last November goes into the school store, grabs the jar of pickles. The quick thinking students grab the pickles back. She's accused of biting the students because they took the pickles back. But her defense is she only licked them, as if that's okay. And then they run her record, and she has 3 previous offenses in the Florida school board, all for not preparing for class. So she's not a good teacher. Anyway.
Oh, dear.
And to make it, this is the dot on the Florida I, Mike. They didn't speak to the students, the teacher, or the actual parents of the students. They spoke to the aunt of one of the students.
Probably the only person they can get on the horn.
Exactly, and she is not happy.
She just plainly bit him. I think she needs to learn what she did, and what she did was wrong. Nothing's been done until now. Why take so long to do something when this is involving a child? What teacher does that?
Mike, this is going to be a thing of the past when Florida passes their new Don't Say Pickle law.
Yes, so. And oh, by the way, here is a consonant. Throw it away.
You don't need it anymore.
No need. That's right. Pickles. Pickles are good eaten.
My pickles.
Pickles. Yeah.
A jar of pickles.
Pickles.
Hit the
That's
button.
Right.
Get a pickle.
A button. A pickle. And bite him. I bit him.
Let's, Mike. This is clearly a problem.
Right.
Let's close with this. Oscar, you love snacks. You love soda.
I love snacks.
Hot Mountain Dew news.
The makers of Mountain Dew recently announced its new so-called legend flavor, which appears pitch black and tastes like blackberry, citrus, and ginger, as opposed to regular Mountain Dew, which is yellow and tastes like yellow.
It just tastes yellow. Mike, that's yellow. All I got.
Now leaving SoundCloud.
That's right. We got to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be taking a leave of absence for a minor cosmetic procedure.
2 months?
No, I'll be back Monday.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be the capable hands of Rob and Oscar for the next couple of days. And when I come back, you're going to see a new me. Pretty excited about it.
Shinier and looking surprised all the time.
It's spoiler alert.
Sorry, buddy.
We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow with another episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Pittle.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The mainstream media has legitimized extraterrestrial life and is basically saying we are being visited, something is going on.
Sayonara!
Mara, sucker.
Wow.
Pigeonholes!